This is the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast, episode number 91. Let's go.
Yo. Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tie.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tie.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now
come on,
jump.
Now just roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll
Yo,
to the front.
What
roll
is to the up front. To all my dance teachers out there? Thank you so much for tuning in to episode number 91. And the title of this podcast is called Just a Little Popping Drill. And what we're going to do, I'm going to debut a brand new song of a collection of songs that I've been putting together called The Popping Project. So it's basically all the drills that we've been doing. And if you follow me on Instagram, at Mr. Chris Hip Hop, you'll see most of those drills. I'm going to try to get better at posting them because seems like I'm creating them like two or three times a week. So I'm going to start trying to make sure I get those up as well as my YouTube. So since we're on that, you can get this podcast on podomatic.com. You can also get it on iTunes or Stitcher Radio. So make sure you get that. Check out all the new episodes. Make sure you subscribe when you do it on your iTunes app, and then you'll see every time I do an update. You'll be able to get it. All right, so let's get right to it. Just a little popping drill. So this came from doing a class with my intermediate / advanced students. And what I found is that, you know, after a while when we do the basic popping drills, like we're doing the arms, we're doing the legs, we're doing that in class. And with them, you know, they kind of get bored just doing just the drills as they are. Now, it's different with the youngers. Like when you put together your class schedule, your curriculum for the youngers, you pretty much want to stick to what you do because, you know, the more they do it, the better they get at it. And they like it, you know, I mean, it's better for them to do something easy that they can hold on to than to trying to give them something that's a little too hard for them. But this one is for your older kids. This is for your intermediate advanced. They can be juniors. They can even be minis if they are on the intermediate or advanced level. And what I did with this, there's a few techniques that I use that they typically always do. Like we're dealing with the usual suspects, like the arm waves, of course, popping and isolating your muscles. But I put it together in a where they just come back to pack and they flow with a different tempo, if that makes any sense. All right, so let's start it off. Actually, first, before I break down what each part of the song is, why don't we let you check out the song? So here it is. New song, Mr. Chris Hip Hop. It's called Just a Little Popping Drill. Check it out. It's about a minute and 16 seconds long. So it's a great, you'll be able to put this in your class, add this to your curriculum. Make sure they keep on working on their popping, isolating drills. And the song will help you remember the order. All right, here it is. Just a little popping drill. Check it out. Let's go.
Just a popping drill. We gonna show you how to do a little popping drill.
Now we got a popping drill right here. I want you to start to the back of the room. Put your hands behind your back. We're gonna run to the front. Here we go.
6, 7, run up to the front. Pop your arms in, out, wave left to right. Turn up, turn, bring it to the left. Bring it on the body, then bring it back up. Now step and slide, hands up, down. Twist, go flex, go up, up, down, down. Wave it out, turn it, wave it down, feet and out. When the wave goes out.
All right, let's try it one more time. Stay sharp on your isolations. We're going to do it again. Yeah, so there you go. New song alert, new song alert. Send me an email, Chris at Mr. Chris Hip Hop Dance, if you want a copy of that song. I'll shoot that out to you and leave your information. It should be on iTunes, Spotify, and Apple Music pretty soon. All right, so here it is. So this song has four sections in it. And in each section, we kind of deal with a different technique. So look at the first section. It has the body wave in it. It has isolation of the arms. And it also has the arm wave. Now, in your class structure, you can break this down into different pieces. So say the body wave. And in the show notes, I'm going to put links to the songs and the videos that you can use. So the first technique is the body wave. So in your class, you might want to start off like after you stretch, just put on the body wave song. The body wave song goes head, chest, rib cage, contract. And it walks you through just that motion. And it also goes in reverse because what you're going to see is when we start the song, the hand goes behind the back. And when I say run to the front, what you're doing is dipping down. So your hands behind your back, you're dipping down, but you're doing a body wave while you're moving forward. So that by itself is its own technique. It's its own thing that you can take time to kind of work on that. And what you want to do is make sure that the students, while they're moving in a forward motion, that they're still hitting a clean head, chest, rib cage contract. So you see the body waving through as they're coming forward. So it's what you kind of, you know, they like when they take the first dip, that starts the wave. All right. So that's the first one. So you play the body wave song. The second one, spend some time with the popping combo song. Now, this song is a combo in and of itself, but sometimes I just use it to have them squeeze their muscles in different positions. Actually, now I haven't recorded this yet, but it will be on the popping project where I do just a song with the 8 popping positions. You know, there is a song coming out that's a combination of arm hits and the 8 popping positions. So that one should be out soon as well. It's going to be on the popping project. But this one, I just want you to work on when you put on popping combos, like this is the popping combo. Whenever you use your isolation and the beat hits like doom, dash, doom, doom, dot. Just work on different positions, holding your arms, like put it out to the front, hold it out to the side, put them up in the air, maybe put them in front of you, down by your side. Use different positions and squeeze your muscles. It's just a drill to get them used to the tensing and relaxing of the muscles. That's what you want to focus on, them tensing the muscles and relaxing. All right, so that's the second one. You want to work on your isolations, use the popping combo, work on the body wave, use the body wave song, and then, of course, go to the arm wave song. And I put the 12-part arm wave. There's also, I have an 8-part arm wave. Maybe I'll put that in the show notes as well. Use both of those. Let that be part of this class. Like, so for this particular class, these are the things you're working on. So go ahead and run through 12-part wave. Knuckles, fists, wrists, elbow, shoulder, chest, shoulder, elbow, wrist, fist, knuckles, flat. You can never do it enough. Because what you find is when it goes fast, like this song, it goes, there's a hit with the arms. They go out and then it waves like in 2 counts, left to right. Right. So you want to make sure that when you go slow, watch for them hitting all the wave moves. And when you go fast, you'll know what you're looking for. And you'll see, you know, make sure they don't loop the arm, the hand around when they're doing the wave and check on different things like that. All right. So that's part number one. Part number two, it goes into, so after the arm wave happens, it goes into a one arm tut move. And you'll see this on the video once I post it. I'm going to put it on Instagram. I'm going to have the students do it tonight, actually. Post that. And if you can't find it anywhere, again, shoot me an email, chris@mrchrishiphopdance.com, and I will shoot you that. But we're going to do a one-arm tut. So the tut's going to go and isolate at the same time while the other arm is flat out to the side. So it'll go tut. The tut will go outside, inside, and then you take the direction of that and wave it, and it'll be like a wobble wave. Boom, 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 up to the left. Now both arms are to the left. But before you get to like putting together this combo at the beginning of class or for a freestyle circle or for across the floor, work on the King Tut song where you're just doing, put your hands down, bring them back up, keep your hands flat when you do the King Tut, right? All right, so use that song because what you want to do is set up this combo by working on them in individual pieces. Then you want to set it up. And, you know, when you teach this whole combo, they would have already went through the drills. All right, so that's part two. Part three has the step and slide in it. So that's a move where you take your hands, they're flat, you step out with, you know, you can use your right foot or your left foot, step out. As you slide the foot back in, you push the hands away, but you're popping on the one, doom, when you step out, then you slide, and then when you get to the next fixed position, you pop or squeeze or isolate your muscles again. So it's like step and slide, but it's two pops. Doom, doom, ba, doom, doom, ba, like that. The step and slide song that I put in the show notes, it's another combination song. So there's a whole bunch of things in there. There's a shockwave in there. And so I put the video so you can see it. But you don't have to do that particular combination. You can if you want to, but that's for, you know, that's like a whole nother set. But sometimes I just put on the step and slide song and you just work on watching them do the isolations and doing the slides. Right. So I got the step and slide song and the dance. The other part that's in section three is the twist O flex. Got the video and the song in there. That's another isolation where your arms go up, they go down, you turn them, turn your feet, you know, and you do them at different times. So you isolate different muscles. And we've had this in the move of the day before, but now I'm just giving it to you a different way to put them together because the tempo of this twist O flex is fast. Like where before, like you'll see on the twist O flex song, it'll go, you'll spin like at least four counts. And your hands go up and down, da da, and you pop and you like doom da dooms, put them down, dooms da doom, like that. This one, the twist O flex is put your hands up, down, and then I say twist O flex, and it moves that fast, boom boom boom, just like that. So, work on in the technique part of class. Work on the twist O flex. Do it across the floor, however you want to work it in, so that when you teach this song, just a little popping drill, they would already know what the twist O flex is. And you yourself as a teacher, you can kind of go over all of these moves yourself with the videos before you get to class, and then you can introduce them one at a time. And then the last part number four, is the animation of the arms. Now, for some of your students, it might be a beginning, because I don't have an animation song yet, but this might be a beginning animation where, you know, your arms are like in one position, then you put them up, up, down, down, but you're squeezing your muscles, creating like a tick, 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 tick effect. You can work that on, you know, in the beginning of class, you know, up, up, down, down. You can also work the animation of the arms into the popping combo. It can be one of your positions, you know, this is a popping combo, and just go up, up, down, down, up, up, down, down. So you can do that as well. So it has the animation of the arms, and then back to the waves. So you already did your 12-part wave, your 8-part wave. This is a reverse. So it's good to teach them the reversing of the wave with numbers. Like once you do, you know, if you go left to right, knuckles, fist, wrist, that's 1, 2, 3. You go backwards. Say if you start at the chest, which is 6, shoulders 5, elbow 4, wrist 3, fist 2, knuckles 1, and then flat. Right? You're going to do it one at a time. It's very fast. So it's like right, left, and they wave out just like that. So work on the reversing of the wave single, you know what I mean, during your technique time. Also, twisting tuts is in this fourth section where, like, the palms of your hands are together, and you do, like, a little rotating fan thing. You can see this when you go to the step and slide video that I'm going to post on there where they twist the tuts, right? That's done real quick in this combo. Foom, foom, right? And then they do a double arm body wave. So, again, you're working with the body wave and the arm wave at the same time. But if you work in, like I said, at the beginning of class, the body wave, the popping combo, and the arm wave, that's going to cover your technique for the rest of class. All right, so let's do a quick recap. Again, just a little popping drill is the new song, is the new technique of the week. It includes body waves, isolations, arm waves, one-hand king tuts, step and slides, which is another isolation, twist O flex, and animation. All right, so I'll put all of those in the show notes. Make sure you check them out. Just click on, when you go to Podomatic, or even if you're on iTunes, scroll down to the bottom of the whole screen, and you'll see on there where I have these different links. And if you can't get them, like I said, send me an email, chris@mrchrishiphopdance.com, and I'll make sure I get them to you. All right, so there you go, episode number 91. It's a preview of the new song, just a little popping drill. From the album coming out, Popping Project, because we've been working on it. Been working, like, our whole main focus for this year is to get better at isolations. So, you know, not that any other style of dance or anything you do is wrong or right, but this is just what we're working on. This is my goal, my vision for my students, is to get them better at glides, popping, waves, floating, you know, all those things. Says, you know, for my students, they've always been like, oh, it's so hard, you know, to get that. It's easier for me, you know, to kind of groove, but to do some of the technique moves, and, you know, and they, but they look at other hip hop dancers that can do that, like, they're amazing. So I was like, you know what? Let's start making more steps to get to that. They're amazing, because you can be amazing as well, but you just need to stick to it. It's just like anything else, ballet, jazz, tap. You got to stick to the techniques, and there are techniques for this. And this is why I'm here, to give you the resources and techniques for all your popping and waving combos week by week. So it's your boy, Mr. Chris. Thank you so much for tuning in to another podcast. Like, comment, subscribe, and share Also, you can get all of my songs on iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music, Google Music, wherever your music is sold. Just type in Christopher Zondaflex Tyler or Mr. Chris Hip Hop, and it shall pull up. If you have any, also go to the website, www.mrchrishiphopdance.com. If you go there, go to the tutorial video section. You can see the videos that I post, as well as if you go to blog, you will see this podcast there as well. All right, it's your boy, Mr. Chris, signing off for another podcast, and I'm out.
Put your right leg to the side. Now jump. Put your left leg to the side. Now jump. Cross your arms, do it real tight. Now jump. Put your arms up real high. Come on. Now just roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front.